1998 was the year of the great carry-on debate. Some airlines started holding passengers to only one bag. Other carriers stuck with two. And some airlines considered a purse or laptop computer a carry-on. Just about everyone, including me, is confused. The latest news is that the country's flight attendants are asking the FAA to set industry-wide standards. The Savvy Travelers Geo Beach sent this postcard after seeing one garment bag too many.
Dear Rudy, you ever stop and remember the trips we took in those carefree travel days before we met our lovely wives and had our wonderful children, back when we could still dress to suit ourselves instead of traveling in suits and ties? Remember how it was an enjoyable adventure to hop a Mexican bus down to Mazatlan with the chickens flying around and your backpack jammed by the window for a pillow? Ah, those were the days of traveling light. My, how things have changed since then. I mean, did you fly around during the holidays? Look, I don't want to be the guy to forecast overcast conditions for somebody's friendly skies, but folks are seriously overdoing the overhead bin business. I mean, those things were made to hold your overcoat and maybe a small overnight bag, but I swear I saw a bag lady at BWI trying to shove a shopping cart up there. You know I can get carried away sometimes, but I don't think it's an overstatement to say the American tourister has bagged his limit of baggage. The overheads are overflowing with jars of jam and boxes of wine and boom boxes and bowling balls and... I overheard some overworked flight attendants telling tales. Bloody yak's legs! Rudy, that's just not my bag anymore. I know, it all started when the airlines began overbooking and you'd get bumped but your bags would still be bound for Buffalo. But don't you agree we're overdue for an overhaul before we all get overwhelmed and just decide to bag it? Let me know and till then, carry on. Your friend in transit, Geo Beach.
Geo Beach unpacks his bags at public radio station KBBI in Homer, Alaska.